No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. The show is going to give you Husker sports, college football, and general sports as well. And while we're discussing said topics, you're going to get unique insights, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. In fact, I've got a surprise for producer Jake today he doesn't even know about. We'll get to that in due time. He's quaking in his boots if you can't tell. All right, Dante Dowdell is in, well, going to go in the transfer portal. Nebraska actually signed someone from the transfer portal today. All right, what's his name? And I'll be honest with you, I have not watched a ton of film on this guy. I don't know a ton about him. What do we know about him right now, Jake?
So it's Jalen George, 6'2", 260 out of East Tennessee State. He has 3.5 years to play, too. He was a first-team all-conference selection there for the Southern Conference, which is in the FCS. He's an FCS player. 33 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, half a sack. Had also heard from Louisville and Tulsa and Buffalo, but decided to go ahead and cancel. I think he had a trip for Tulsa lined up. Decided to go ahead and commit to Nebraska.
Okay, so I actually did see this. I did not realize this was the same individual that I saw yesterday. I think I actually commented on social media for someone who put it out, and that's where I saw it. Okay, so this is another example of production. Coaches want production. It's the potential versus the production, and a lot of times what you had seen the first year or two of the transfer portal is, hey, this guy's really, really talented. He was a 5-star. Bring him in. I can develop him. There's still some of that out there. That probably will never change to a degree. There's always going to be coaches that they believe that they can get a guy who's really talented, didn't work out somewhere else, bring him in here, boom, I can help him get to the next level. And every coach should believe that. Otherwise, get out of coaching. But there's also something to be said for bringing in proven commodities and production. Now, this was not per se at the FBS level, so it's not quite the same as bringing in a Curtis Rourke from Ohio into Indiana, who was the MAC Offensive Player of the Year in 2022, then ended up being the number one rated passer in the Big Ten this past year. By the way, did you know someone actually voted him number one on their Heisman ballot, which isn't, you know, like a bad thing. The bad thing about that ballot, and the reason other Heisman voters are trying to figure out who it is because they want to take away this person's Heisman vote, is because that same person left Travis Hunter completely off the ballot, which is, Jake, say it with me. It's not ASA 7. It's not ASA 8. It's ASA 9. There we go. That's the best we've ever done it. We have zero rehearsals put into that as well. A lot to talk about. Dante Dowdell in the portal. Nebraska has added a defensive lineman all-conference from the FCS level. Okay. And transfer portal insanity. I got a few things here. There is one particular player, if you go back through high school, who has now been, will have been on 7 different teams in 7 straight years. That's insanity. All right. Lots to talk about as far as, ooh, I got to, I had this whole list of like a bracket of Christmas movies that I was going to pit head to head, like Home Alone versus, I got to look up the bracket here, but all these, you know, The Grinch or whatever the case may be. So here's what I'm going to do instead. I've got a Christmas movie recommendation. I watched a movie for the first time ever last night. And if you got kids, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. All right. I'm going to dive into that in a minute. But here's what I want to know in the meantime. Send it into the text line. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
What is your favorite Christmas movie of all time? Also, part two, two-part request here. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I just simply want to know. We got to settle this debate. We got to put it to bed for eternity. What is your favorite Christmas movie of all time? And then is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not? Let's start off the top. Dante Dowdell is going to enter the portal. And I chatted about this a little bit on the Carrico Chronicles show that I put out this morning. Check it out, CarricoChronicles.com, also on YouTube, also The Ticket, theticketfm.com, and basically anywhere you can get your radio, YouTube, and or podcast platform type shows, all the phenomenal shows that are here on The Ticket. It's his third team in 3 years. And now he could come back to Nebraska. And I will tell you right now, I was excited about the 1-2 punch of Emmett and Dante. Now, Dante did not quite run with the effectiveness when he was the starting back for a good portion of the season that I kind of hoped he would. Now, remember, when he was at Oregon, there was two backs ahead of him. Now, that's a really loaded team, loaded roster, loaded backfield. No harm, no foul, no shame. Comes here, ends up being our starter. That was always kind of really loaded team, loaded roster, loaded backfield. No harm, no foul, no shame. Comes here, ends up being our starter. That was always kind of in the back of my mind, though. Like, he's a young guy. He came here. Okay. A lot of guys do that. No problem. As the season's going along, he's clearly emerging as the number one back in coach's eyes at that point in time. And I'm just like, man, I see the talent, the potential, the physicality that he possesses. I see the unusual amount of explosiveness for about 10 to 20 yards that he possesses for a back his size. I wouldn't say his top-end speed's going to blow the top off you, but his explosiveness at that size is pretty good. But I wasn't seeing that in games. I wasn't seeing him run people over. I wasn't seeing him run with veracity. I wasn't seeing him play with his big boy pads enough. I saw that in the Wisconsin game. Short yardage, goal line situations. I saw it. And that was about the first time I saw it all year. And again, as you know, I was like, where's Emmett? Emmett should be the guy, blah, blah, blah. Emmett's back, was in the portal. That's all in the past. But I was like, man, the combo of these two would be phenomenal. You got Quentin Knives. You got a couple of freshmen coming up. Like I like where we're at in the running back room. So Dante's going to go in the portal. Obviously, he can come back. It's happened before. I think that would be a great 1-2 punch if that happens. Odds are he's going to find another home. It's his third team in 3 years. And so my thought is, man, I don't know. There's just something about me. Like, I'll tell my kids, never start a fight. You got the right to defend yourself, never back down. So in this situation, for me, I would never come into a situation just assuming I'm the guy, but at the same time, I'd be like, all right, we're going to fight for this spot. Let's light this candle. I had to pause there for a second. Radio. But I'm like, let's do this. That would have been my mentality. Things change, evolve over time. Sometimes evolution is good. Sometimes it's overrated. So for me, if Dante goes somewhere else, I wish him the best. But we need guys who want to compete. And that's hard to find in this day and age. It's really hard to find. There's so many options. There's so much money. There's so much recruiting that just never stops throughout your career. You can literally be recruited out of high school. Then you can enter the portal and be recruited and take visits. Like, by the end of your college career, if you enter the portal every year, which you can do, by the way, you could literally have visited like 20 to 30 different colleges. Whereas it used to be the limit was you had 5 official visits. It's crazy to me. I want guys who want to compete. I know that that's hard to find, but we clearly need somebody from the portal now. And I just quickly glanced at the top 10 running backs in the transfer portal. There is one of these guys that has been on campus at Lincoln, but the first guy that pops up, Wayshawn Parker from Washington State. This was funny to me. Parker took home Pac-12. There was two teams in the conference. Pac-12 Freshman of the Year honors. All right. Next on the list, Fleff Bothwell. I don't know if I said that right. I apologize if I didn't. South Alabama. Here is the individual that I know Nebraska absolutely had interest in. Okay, and I don't know where the discussions have been as of late, but Ahmad Hardy, Louisiana Monroe. Now, he's a 3-star coming out of high school. but set the Sun Belt on fire as a true freshman, rushing 237 times for a league high. Sun Belt conference high, 1,351 yards and 13 touchdowns. Carried the ball 15 times for 60 yards and a touchdown in a week 11 loss to Auburn. And exceeded 150 yards on the ground three times in the last six games. Ole Miss, Auburn, and Oregon are among a handful of the other top programs who are reportedly interested in Hardy. So maybe Nebraska has faded there. Probably because we thought we had Emmett and we thought we had Dante at the time. So we'll see what happens. And there's other backs here. Quentin Joyner from USC. Malachi Hosley from Penn. A lot of these guys are from smaller type schools. All right. So we'll see what happens with the backfield. But those are my thoughts initially on Dante Dowdell. When you start to think about the transfer portal insanity, there is over about 2,000 guys in the transfer portal right now. There's not that many spots available. There's just not. Some of these guys are going to go somewhere else, and it will work out well for them. That is not the majority. That is the minority, to be clear. It is less than 50% of what typically happens in the transfer portal. Some of these guys will never find another football home. Some will go to a lower level, and I've talked about the trickle-down effect, especially with the roster limit going to 105. Like, it's just going to keep trickling down from Power 4 teams to G5 teams, then you go to the FCS, and then you go to NAIA, and eventually there's no more trickle-down effect, and some guys just aren't going to get to play football anymore. But the amount of people that are in the transfer portal, a couple thousand, is crazy to me. But there's an interesting situation and developments that are happening. So the first thing I saw was Texas, one of their edge rushers, he's a backup, has entered the portal. I'm like, oh. All right, so you're entering the playoff, going to play the ACC champ, going to play Clemson. You know, eventually you can play Oregon. Like, you have a real chance to make a national championship run, but you're going to be without one of your backup edge rushers. And the D-line, edge rushers, that's one of the places where you have to rotate a lot. Then Bo Prabula, Penn State's backup quarterback, hit the portal Sunday night, and he basically said he hated having to do this. It's the situation that's been created by those in charge. The portal closes December 28th. So if Penn State plays beyond that, that creates issues. Now, there is a rule that says if you play beyond, if your season goes beyond December 28th, you have three more days to get in the portal. Now, there's certain positions, offensive line, wide receiver, where you can come in with another, like, let's say, offensive lineman, and it's no problem. Especially if you're a guard, they're a tackle, or whatever the case may be.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There's only one quarterback on the field at a time. There's only so many slots available. There's only so many desirable slots available. So if he waits till December 28th, or if he waits, if Penn State plays on New Year's in a major bowl game, even if they lose on New Year's Day, so he goes in January 2nd, 3rd or 4th, a lot of those desirable quarterback spots available across America are probably gone. He has no choice. This is not on him. He even said so in his social media post. Like, if he wants to go somewhere, by the way, this is the guy that came in the second half versus Wisconsin and led Penn State to a 2-touchdown win when it was neck and neck at halftime with Drew Aller, the starter. And I honestly thought, Drew Aller's coming back next year. And I saw some articles you know, where folks are like, oh, it got tougher for Nebraska. And there's a case to be made for that. There's a case to be made where I thought Perbula gave Penn State the opportunity to be more dynamic on offense. Because I don't think Drew Aller is some phenomenal passer and he's no threat with his legs. Insanely highly recruited, has big arm, has like prototypical NFL quarterback body, size, height, weight, all that. He still doesn't throw the ball past 15 yards down the field. The only exception was the Oregon game. He finally did that in the Oregon game. Now, part of that is Penn State hasn't had great wide receivers for a while. But I honestly thought he gave Penn State more of an opportunity to be dynamic than Drew Aller did. But obviously, Drew is a starter. He's coming back. So Bo Perbula hits the portal because there's only so many slots available at the quarterback position. So then you look at Penn State. You do just like a two-minute dive into this. So their backup quarterbacks are gone. And this has happened in the past. Right? Texas didn't have a backup quarterback last year. It didn't hurt them. Mostly because they lost in the first round to Washington. So they only played one playoff game. But even so, they would have played two at the most had they beaten Washington. You look in the past. Tommy Frazier. Brooke Boehringer. Backup quarterback, rather important. Versus Kansas State that year. Our third stringer had to come in and play well that game. The run game, the defense played phenomenal that night as well. You think about Texas versus Alabama, 2009. Now, Texas was actually slicing and dicing Bama before Colt McCoy got hurt, but true freshman quarterback Garrett Gilbert came in and actually played decently, considering the situation. But imagine if he wasn't there. If a true freshman's your backup, what does your third string look like? You go to the NFL. I mean, these situations are not hard to find. Nick Foles, right? Carson Wentz was having an MVP-type season for the Eagles. He ends up getting hurt. Nick Foles comes in. They go on the playoff run. Oh, they win the frickin' Super Bowl. Didn't they beat the Patriots that year, Jake? The Philly special and all that?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds right. We'll go with that. Sounds right as fact here. Backup quarterbacks are important. So now you're without your backup quarterback. All right, who's next? Nobody else on that roster has thrown a pass all year. Outside of Drew, outside of Bo, except for one individual, and his name is Tyler Warren, Penn State's tight end. You do a deep dive, he is their third string quarterback. So if Drew goes down, it is now their tight end coming in to play quarterback because of the way college football and its in season, out of season, insanity schedule is set up. The transfer portal is crazy. I do want to give a shout out to Dabo Swinney, who joined the 21st century. And I get done talking about the transfer portal being crazy, and I'm going to poke fun at Dabo because he doesn't do the transfer portal. Just signed his first ever transfer portal player within the past 24 hours, so I wanted to give him a shout-out. There's got to be some sort of middle ground here between the utter and complete ridiculous insanity, and you got to be able to use the transfer portal to help build your team without the world being what it is right now. Again, I've said this before. Could you imagine? Like, because this is what happens in December for college football. The draft, signing day, free agency, the transfer portal, all leading up to the AFC-NFC Championship and then the Super Bowl. How dumb would that be? I mean, I don't know how else to put it. That's dumb. That's what college football is right now. They've got to restructure the schedule. I'm going to get to that in the offseason. I've got some ideas. Starting with the Army-Navy game, kicking off the season, and opening up another weekend for college football playoff games to happen. If you give it the Week 0 game all by itself, it gets the national spotlight. It's kind of being crowded now anyways. With everything else, we have bowl games following it, which we didn't used to have. It opens up a weekend for the college football playoff. You keep the momentum going. And then maybe, just maybe, you use December as your college football playoff weekends. And then you end your season in Pasadena, national championship game, the Rose Bowl, every January 1st. Which, by the way, would give you 10 to 14 days before most winter semesters start for you to have the transfer portal then. I don't know, Jake, is that crazy?
Sounds pretty good.
Does that just make too much sense?
No, when you started with the Army, Navy, and moving it off tradition, that started getting me upset. But now you've made some sense.
Yeah. You're gonna have to change some things.
Yeah.
Bowl games don't mix with playoff games. Okay. Signing day does not mix with the transfer portal, does not mix with bowl season, does not mix with the playoff. Like, you're going to have to make some changes. The guys who gave us the Bowl Alliance screwed it up. The guys who gave us the BCS screwed it up. The 14 playoffs, screw it. We're going to have to change some things. I am a college football traditionist as much as you're going to freaking find. I remember the Big Eight in the Southwest Conference and when the Big East used to play football. Like, I love that. But you're going to have to make some changes. All right, I got topics for the offseason. I'm going a little bit too much into my offseason script, all right? But just a little bit of a heads up, because I would put Army-Navy week zero. It'd be the only game that weekend. I mean, it would get the spotlight it deserves. You open up a weekend in December. Just a couple of thoughts, initial ideas right there. All right, Jake, here's what we're going to do. How much time we got? All right, perfect. Call this number. We're going to go third caller today, just because I feel like making it the third caller. Be the third caller, and you're going to win a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions, 2040 Southwest Street in Lincoln. What's the number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put Jake on the spot. We're going to do Jake's Trivia Challenge.
Uh-oh.
Now, you have to get three of these right.
Okay.
No reason. Just be the third caller. You still win. I just want to make you get three of these right, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. So, three of these are about your co-host here.
Oh, okay.
And two of them are general college football. Just because if it's all the questions are about me, I felt bad. But we're going to start with the questions about yours truly. What grade did I start playing football in? And every single one of these I have said on the show at some point, by the way.
Ninth grade?
Seventh grade. Oh, for one. What was my favorite sport as a kid? I said this in the past week. What was my favorite sport as a kid?
Basketball. I know that one.
You got, because yeah. I couldn't play football until seventh grade.
Yeah.
All right. One for two. What sport did I think I was going to go pro in?
Baseball.
You got it. Baseball. I tore the UCL, needed Tommy John surgery, said I'm not going to have Tommy John's. I'm going to lift weights and go hit people. So, yeah, I threw 95 as a sophomore in high school, and obviously I was a quarterback, and I could throw it a fair piece there. All right, couple of general college football questions. You're two out of three now.
Okay, I need one.
Dude, you are a math major. All right, Ohio State plays Tennessee. Ohio State has 8 claimed national titles. We can debate whether they're legit, but that's what Wikipedia said, and everything you read on the internet is true. Ohio State has 8 claimed national titles. Their last national title was in 2014. What year did Tennessee win their one national title?
1998.
Ooh. All right. Bonus questions just for fun. Who was their quarterback and who'd they play in the title game?
T. Martin, and they defeated Florida State.
Dude, who was Florida State's quarterback?
Chris Winkie.
Dude, this is impressive.
That 1998 might be my, well, other than the Nebraska part, one of my favorite college football years of all time.
Dude, that is impressive. All right. All right. Now, I'm just want to stump you at this point. 1996, who was number two going into the bowl season that year?
So Florida and Florida State played each other going into the bowl, so that was after that.
Going into the bowl season. I just pulled this out of my keister, by the way. We're just having fun now. I just want to stump you at this point. I'm impressed. Who is number two?
Oh.
There is an indirect Nebraska tie. That's why I asked this.
You know what? I don't know that one.
Arizona State.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was Jake Plummer's year. That's right.
Do I have to explain the indirect Nebraska tie?
No,
all right.
I do know that one now.
What year? You're probably going to know this one. I didn't realize. Wow. I'm impressed, dude. All right. What year did Notre Dame win their last national title?
1988.
Ooh, you were close. 1988. You're 4 out of 5, dude. That's nice. So 1993, I believe this is where you were going to go, and then you recalibrated your thought process. 1993, Florida State wins the national title. Nebraska should have won. Bad calls. I digress. So Florida State's number one in the final poll. Notre Dame's number two. Nebraska's number three. All three top three teams have one loss. Florida State beat Nebraska, technically. Number two, Notre Dame beat number one, Florida State. But the people with the votes said Florida State was a national champ. That was the year you were going to mention, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, how much time we got here?
Probably about a minute or so.
So, I should have kicked this off with the top of the show. But I want to give a happy anniversary shout-out to my wife. 18 years we have been married. So happy anniversary, Angie. We have lived in almost every time zone together. Mountain, Central, Eastern. For lengthy amounts of time, I might add. So it wasn't just like we were there for a week or two. Obviously, we have 6 kids at home. Been through a plethora of things. And just knowing, I've told her, it doesn't matter what comes our way. At this point, some of the crazy things that we've seen and experienced and been through, as long as we're on the same page, we will always come out on top. So I got 2 pieces of marriage advice because all of a sudden, I don't know anything, but they're marriage advice that I got from other people and it stuck with me. So the pre-marriage counseling class, it was like before we got married, we had to do this. All right, I'll give at Christ Place on Old Cheney, give that church a shout out, phenomenal. The lady in charge was a wonderful lady, but she had all these degrees, but she'd never been married. So I had a hard time, like there was a lack of street cred. Like doing the pre-marriage class where you've never been married. And She does a great job. She's done this for a long time, but I just had a hard time kind of paying attention. But the one thing she said was, in a marriage, don't fight to be right. Have a conversation to find a resolution. And that has always stuck with me. And I always found it to be great life advice as well. Don't fight to be right. Have a conversation to find a resolution. And the last thing that we'll head to break. And actually, I should mention Terry Pettit, Nebraska volleyball coach who helped the Huskers win their first ever national title, is going to join us when we come back. And I am pumped for that interview. But this is marriage advice from 1886. Some things are old-fashioned because they just stand the test of time. I'll say this and we'll go on into break. Let your love be stronger than your hate or anger. Learn the wisdom of compromise, for it is better to bend a little than to break. Believe the best rather than the worst. People have a way of living up or down to your opinion or expectations of them. Remember that true friendship is the basis for any lasting relationship. The person you choose to marry is deserving of the courtesies and kindness you bestow on your friends. And then it says, please hand this down to your children and your children's children. The more things change, the more they are the same. Jane Wells, 1886. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.